I'm Marco Werman with The World. Anyone watch that exciting match between the U.S. and Australia at the Women's World Cup on Monday? You should have. I hope all the matches will be that fun. Or how about the opening match between host country Canada and China?
There was a record crowd, 53,000 people. To be here was very exciting.
Laura Armstrong is covering the Women's World Cup for the Toronto Star. Before the tournament, much of the attention was focused on the turf. This is the first World Cup, men's or women's, to be played on artificial turf. Many players were unhappy with that and even filed a lawsuit over it, but the suit was dropped. So I asked Laura if any players are still talking about the turf.
The focus has sort of shifted a little bit in the sense that teams are paying attention to the tournament, but players are concerned about the heat that's coming off of the field. Because the pitch, the turf, is made of rubber and plastic, it sort of roasts in the sun. That's certainly not the case with natural grass, so players are finding it very, very hot on pitch level, and a couple of teams, including the Canadians, the Chinese, the Norwegians, sort of complain that it slowed down the pace of the game.
And then there are the issues with what happens when you go for like a sliding tackle on artificial turf, right?
Exactly. We've all seen pictures of the American Sydney LaRue that sort of went viral a couple of years ago with rug burns almost on her knees.
And bad rug strawberries.
Yeah, and you've seen it in other players as well, and that's not something players want to be thinking about when they're going in for a slide tackle. They don't want to be concerned about how it's going to affect their body. They just want to be focusing on the play. So it certainly detracts from some of the excitement of the game. There's an undercurrent at the tournament that's a little bit unfortunate, and it wouldn't happen in the men's game or in any tournament where it's being played on natural grass.
When I was watching the U.S. striker Sydney LaRue, whom you just mentioned, sliding against Australia, I was wondering how she was faring there down on the ground. It looked like it could have been dicey. What's been your personal highlight so far in the opening stage?
I think personally, Canada on Saturday, they had a 92nd-minute penalty shot scored by our captain, the country's captain, Christine Sinclair, and just the reaction of the 53,000 fans just getting so excited that this woman, who really is a touchstone for soccer in Canada, brought it home was lovely. Also, you know, it's been some quality football. You see the Americans play the Australians, you see the Japanese against the Swiss. It's been just quality play, and it's great to see the women's game getting such attention. Colombia yesterday, they got their first point in World Cup history when they scored an 82nd-minute strike, and they were psyched. It sent chills down your spine, and it was great to see. It was like Marta, the Brazilian striker, scoring and becoming the number one goal scorer in all of World Cup history.
Yeah, her 15th goal at the tournament.
Her 15th goal. She's the Messi of women's soccer, and you can tell. And it's just
did you see number 15?
I did see number 15. It was, you know, it was a penalty shot, so it wasn't necessarily the most beautiful goal in the world.
Not something you'll go to YouTube time and time again to watch, but...
Well, I mean, you might, because it's Marta, right? So if anybody can do it, it's her. But that just gives reason for people to continue watching for the next 3 weeks or so.
I know I will be. Laura Armstrong with the Toronto Star in Edmonton, thanks so much.
Great. Thanks. You too.